This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The next Bexar County District Attorney will either be Republican Tilden Schaefer or Democrat Joe Gonzalez, and you get to decide which one when you vote in the coming election. Both are in the TPR studios today to take your questions and to explain their views on criminal justice issues that matter to you. But first, here are the rules of our forum. The candidates have 2 minutes for opening statements, and then for questions and answers, they get 2 minutes each as well. We're going to alternate who goes first. But if one candidate verbally attacks the other or tries to characterize their opponent's position on an issue, then we hit pause and the other candidate has an opportunity to respond. 1 minute, and then we move on. And then there's also 1 minute closing statements at the end. We want as many listener questions as we can, so call in with open-ended questions that's available to both candidates to answer. And callers, please don't make a speech. I don't want to have to cut you off, but I will. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. Tweet at us at @tprsource. We're also live on Facebook, and we'll be watching Facebook for questions there too. So we flipped a coin earlier to see who goes first, and Tilden Schaefer won. And Mr. Schaefer, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you, David, and thank you for having us on the show. Good to be back. My name is Tilden Schaefer, and I'm seeking to be the next Bexar County Criminal District Attorney. Bexar County citizens want to feel safe, and I don't think they feel that way right now. They want a DA they can trust, and they want a DA who will take the job of fighting crime seriously. They want someone who's just going to do the job. They want someone who will put, can, and will put criminals in jail. I got in this race for the right reasons, and I have a vision for what this office needs and how we can confront the issues. San Antonio faces an epidemic in domestic violence, and we've just woken up to the problem of human trafficking. Every day we're bombarded on our phones and our computers by cybercrime. We do not have enough presence in the white collar and fraud areas right now. We do not have any real sustainable solutions on how we deal with our mentally ill and our veterans, and those primarily are funding problems, in my opinion. I have definite plans on how to implement these changes and how to confront these problems. I've talked to a lot of the stakeholders in these areas, and I will be the candidate ready to hit the ground running on day one if elected. Let me tell you a little bit about myself in the remaining time. I'm a 28-year attorney. I'm board certified in criminal law, which tells me that I'm allowed to say I specialize in this area. I'm a former prosecutor at a senior felony level. I tried over 150 cases, many of them very serious murder cases, including 2 capital murder death cases. I have received awards regarding my integrity and my experience. I'm running out of time, but I just want to say I was also raised here in San Antonio. My wife and I met in high school, and we raised our children here. I care about this community, and I want to be your next DA.
Tilden Schaefer, the Republican candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. Now it's Joe Gonzalez. He is the Democrat candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Dave, again for inviting me. Good afternoon to you and to all the viewers out there. My name is Joe Gonzalez, and I am the Democratic candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. I want to start off by saying that I am proud to receive, in the last 30 days, over 20 endorsements from law enforcement, as well as public officials and labor. But the one endorsement I'm proud of that I received about a week ago is from the Express News, because they've been listening to what I've been saying since I announced back in the primary. And I think it's very telling that the reason they endorse me is because they see that I have a vision for the office. I will read a quick excerpt from their editorial endorsement. It says, "The promise of Gonzalez's candidacy is that not only will he be a focused and effective prosecutor, he will also stand out as a voice for meaningful criminal justice reform." Now, what I've been talking about is that it's time for change in Bexar County, that I do plan to go into that office to reform the way that office is run, because I believe that it's been ineffective during this administration. One of the things that I'm looking at is to increase the way family violence is run in that office. I want to bring it back out and make it its own unit like it used to be when I was a prosecutor. And by the way, I've been doing this for 30 years. I spent 8 years as a prosecutor under three different administrations. I also have experience as I'm the only candidate that has experience on the judicial side. I was a magistrate judge for 8 years and did a lot of weekends doing what typically is called night court, where I would set bonds and make decisions about very serious cases. But besides family violence, another thing that's important to me is restorative justice, and hopefully we'll get to talk about that soon. But it encompasses reforming the bail bond system and expanding what is called pretrial diversion.
All right, and that was Joe Gonzalez. He's a Democratic candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. We're having a forum this afternoon here on The Source. You can call in with your questions and comments for the candidates. The number is 210-614-8980. You could also check us out on Facebook Live. We have a caller from Michael, and this is going to go to Joe Gonzalez first. And Michael, welcome to The Source, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you, Dave, for taking my call. First of all, Joe and Tilden, congratulations. I do want to ask a question. With many states legalizing the use of medicinal and recreational drug marijuana in their states, would you support legislation that would propose for medicinal or recreational? If so, why? And if not, why?
All right, Michael, thank you for that call, that question. Let me broaden that question a little bit, because there is the issue of cite and release for low levels of marijuana possession here in Bexar County. The current district attorney, Nicola Hood, said that he had a program in place. That program turned out to be pretty anemic. I think only 10 people were able to actually get through the program. So can you talk about your position on cite and release, legalization of marijuana, and, you know, where you are on that issue? And Joe Gonzalez goes first, and then we hear from Tilden Schaefer.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, for your question. It is a very important question, and I have already gone on record as saying that I am in favor of cite and release. I have gone on record as saying that I intend to put some real teeth into the cite and release program. We're already looking at ways that we can issue citations for minor amounts of marijuana possessions, so that these people don't languish in jail while they're waiting to get their cases resolved. I certainly am in favor of looking at medicinal marijuana. When there is a compelling reason for someone's necessity to use marijuana medicinally, I certainly think there ought to be room to be fair about that. With regard to minor amounts of possession, I think part of my whole progressive philosophy about restorative justice is to give people an opportunity to avoid convictions, avoid being straddled with having convictions on their record. So we're going to look for ways where we can give people a second chance that are arrested and charged with minor amounts of marijuana. I think in terms of decriminalization, there are some states that are already there. There may be a trend nationally. It hasn't hit Texas, but I'm certainly looking to see what we can do to be more fair and more progressive in how we handle those cases.
All right, now we go to Republican Tilden Schaefer, your response about marijuana legalization overall and also cite and release.
Okay, regarding the medicinal uses for marijuana, I think that that's something that really should be looked at. I have a number of clients who are war veterans who suffer from high levels of anxiety and PTSD, and I'm not a medical doctor, but it seems to me that they really can get some relief. I think that really needs to be looked at very seriously. I don't know why we can't expand that into the medical area. That I don't see why. That's a problem. As far as recreational use, that's going to be up to the voters of this state and whether or not they want to have that and whether they're ready for that. I don't know that Texas is ready for that yet. Getting to cite and release. Here is my statement. I've said this from the beginning, and I continue to say it. I just don't think that a DA needs to stand up and say it's okay to break the law. We're just going to give you a slap on the wrist up front. I just think there has to be some consequences up front. People have to learn that there are consequences for their actions. People do not languish in jail because if they're a first-time offender for marijuana. If they can't afford a bond, they are given a PR bond and very quickly. I challenge anybody to tell me I'm wrong on that one. It is important that a DA knows that when he takes that oath of office to follow the law and defend the Constitution. I'm not telling people it's okay to just go out and break the law. I think that's the message you're sending. Now, San Antonio Police Department, City of San Antonio, are going to implement this. And the reason they're doing it, it's a funding issue. They need to get the officers back out on the street. And I'm on record for saying I'm going to let the police officers use their discretion. I'm not going to stand in the way of what they do, but I'm not going to endorse breaking the law.
All right, and that was Tilden Schaefer, Republican candidate for district attorney. It's a hard no for a cite and release here in Bexar County. We heard just previously from Joe Gonzalez, the Democrat, and he says that he wants to expand cite and release in Bexar County. Let's go to another caller, and this is Ken. Ken, welcome to The Source. Your question first goes to Tilden Schaefer. Go right ahead.
Okay, my question is, what are we, are you as candidates planning to do to divert children from the school to prison pipeline?
All right, Ken, thank you for that call. And so Tilden Schaefer, sir?
Well, I think it's Ken. I had a hard time hearing that. Ken, I think we've actually been doing a very good job of that already. When I was a prosecutor in the mid-90s, I was assigned to the juvenile department. This was back when we were the drive-by capital of Texas. And we had some very young individuals committing some very serious and horrible crimes. And we had to put these children in jail and in prison. Nobody likes to do that, but that's part of the job when you have something that serious. Now, we have a very different situation. And if you go look at these dockets in the juvenile courts, we don't have that same kind of caseload. We don't have those same kind of things. And in fact, the legislature has done a lot of work in the last session dealing with this. And so we are looking at the mandate of the juvenile justice system is to rehabilitate and to restore. So right now, we're going to continue that. I have the experience in that area. And it's very important because we try to interdict those children at an early age to make a change.
All right, and now we go to Joe Gonzalez, a Democrat in the race for DA. What would you do about the school-to-prison pipeline?
Well, the problem is the concept of school-to-prison pipeline isn't limited only to people that are of juvenile age. It also encompasses people that are old enough to be considered adults, 17, 18, 19-year-olds. And so the idea is if these individuals, when they reach the age of criminal responsibility, end up potentially facing prison time, then that may affect their lives for the rest of their lives. So that's part of the platform that I have been talking about from the very beginning. That's part of the criminal justice reform, and that's part of restorative justice. Our focus is going to be to give these individuals a second chance to have them avoid a conviction wherever possible. Obviously, we're talking about first offenders, nonviolent offenders. If someone is engaged in a revolving door and has figured out the system, that's not the ideal candidate. But for someone who makes a mistake with a minor amount of marijuana or some other sort of offense, we do want to avoid the pipeline for them, and we want to give them an alternative to incarceration.
All right, here's a question I'm going to give to Tilden Schaefer. Joe Gonzalez goes first on this. So the demeanor and temperament of the district attorney has become an issue under the current administration. So can you talk about how you want to change that up a little bit, if you do? What personal experience from the DA's office, how would that inform you going into this office? And as you take over office, are you going to plan on cleaning house? And how would you take up cases that are already in the works, like the prosecution of the killer nurse, Janine Jones?
Okay. First, I'd like to address the demeanor. A lot of people know one of the reasons that I first entered this race, but it wasn't about a fight or an argument. It was about me seeing that there was some need to have effective leadership, and that's why I decided to enter this race. One of the things that I want to do is lead by example. I believe that I enjoy a good reputation at the courthouse downtown. Again, I've been doing this for 30 years. I think most people will say that I have an even-tempered demeanor. I want to bring that to the office. But I think more than that, we have to improve the level of professionalism and ethics in that office. I do not intend to clean house. I intend to, obviously every elected wants to surround himself with people that he believes are going to be effective chiefs. So I may bring in my own chiefs, but as far as the rank and file prosecutors, the large majority of them are going to stay right where they are. And I think the other question you had, Dave, was about...
was about picking up the ball on some of these cases.
And you specifically talked about Jeanine Jones. That question has been addressed to me in the past. We'll get there hopefully when we get into office. But I have said again that whoever picks up the ball and runs with Jeanine Jones is going to be someone who's qualified to handle that kind of a case. We're going to look to see if it was handled appropriately from the previous administration, and then we'll deal with it when we get there. You know, she's not exposed to the death penalty, so that's not an issue. It's just how should we punish her behavior? We're not going to delay the process. We're not going to delay justice for the families involved in that case, but we're going to do what we need to and be as fair as possible.
All right, let's go to Tilden Schaefer, the Republican running for the office. I want to remind our listeners that our phone lines are open. It's 210-614-8980. If you have a question that both of the candidates can answer about issues relating to criminal justice here in Bexar County, and so the number also is 210-614-8980, and you can also email us at thesource@tpr.org, and we're live on Facebook. And now over to Tilden Schaefer.
So the position of district attorney is a very powerful one. You really don't have a boss except for the voters every 4 years. So this is it's critical that your district attorney have the character and the temperament to handle this power and to handle that position. You know, what I learned as a young DA a very long time ago, back in 1991, was you can't take advantage of the underprivileged. I was in a misdemeanor court where on some of the cases the judge had us go ahead and handle pro se cases. And that means that's an individual in court accused of a crime and they don't have a lawyer. And so that experience at a very young age in my career taught me the importance of being professional and to have integrity in what you're doing. And there were a few times, quite frankly, where some of these people wanted to plead and I told them no. And I made the judge get them a court-appointed attorney, because it wasn't the right thing. I sensed a very weak case. So that's what I learned at a very young age. So it's critical that you have a DA that kind of has that integrity. As far as the members of that office, neither one of us are going to clean house. We know all of them, except for some of the younger ones. I tried cases with them, tried cases against them. I know who they are. I'm going to put my own administration in because that's what every DA must do. I have a bit of a different vision, so that's what's going to happen with that. Regarding the other case, and specifically Jeanine Jones, we're going to do our homework, and we're going to do the right thing, clear and simple. This is a woman who nobody ever imagined would ever have a chance of getting out of prison, so we're going to take that case extremely seriously.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980 with Brandon. And Brandon, your question first goes to Tilden Schaefer, the Republican running for the Bexar County District Attorney.
Hi, well, this question was kind of something that Joe Gonzalez was talking about, restorative justice. I think that's a term that's been used a lot recently in the news and in other media. Just what both candidates I guess, how they would define that term, restorative justice.
Right, Brandon, thank you for the call. And Tilden Schaefer, restorative justice, what does it mean to you? And is it something that you would bring to the desk at the district attorney's office?
Brandon, that's an excellent question because I've been hearing this term this entire campaign, including the primary season. What restorative justice is a system of justice where you bring the victim and the accused together, the offender. And they seek to find remedies and to come together and heal. Restitution is paid directly from the offender to the victim without getting court involvement. That's what I understand it to be. So it's been used as a term of, well, quite frankly, being soft on crime, in my opinion, but it also has been used in a way that we're going to do what every DA takes an oath to do, which is do the right thing and seek justice in each case. You know, the mandate is to protect the public and seek justice. That's what the mandate is. But restorative justice, in my opinion, up to this point, has been misused.
Okay, and now let's go to Joe Gonzalez.
Excuse me.
Okay. Joe Gonzalez, restorative justice.
Well, I have a different interpretation of what the term restorative justice means. In the criminal justice system, what that means to me is whether or not people in law enforcement, people that control prosecution, whether or not there's an opportunity to restore that individual who committed a crime to the position that he was before he was arrested, before he was charged with a crime. If you consider it and you look at it in terms of what was just previously defined, when you have a typical drug case, possession of marijuana, for example, there is no true victim in a situation like that, and yet that person gets arrested, that person has to bond out, that person has to go to court. And so what you're trying to do is come up with alternatives to incarceration. If, for example, the underlying root to the possession was a drug addiction, then there may be an opportunity for rehabilitation. So that's an example where restorative justice steps in and says, let's be creative, let's think outside the box, and instead of putting this person or sending him to prison and throwing away the key, let's see if he can continue to become a productive citizen. So that's what restorative justice means to me.
All right, another caller, Amy. And Amy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air with our two candidates for the district attorney for Bexar County. Your question is going to go to Joe Gonzalez first.
Okay, thank you. My question is, there's been several incarnations of what used to be the White Collar Crimes Division. I believe currently it's called Public Integrity under this administration, and it's shrunken down significantly. I wondered to both of you, what would you envision your white-collar crime division to look like?
All right, thank you for the call, Amy. Joe Gonzalez.
Well, I actually was a member of that unit when I was in the DA's office here in Bexar County. Back then, it was called Fraud and Integrity, and we investigated several types of white-collar crime, what's called misapplication of fiduciary property, which is basically embezzlement. We also investigated public officials, police officers, and the like. There is going to be a unit that will exist under my administration, but that is not going to be the primary focus. To me, the primary focus of a criminal district attorney's office is attacking violent crime. That's where I think it's been missing in this administration, and why we will have a white-collar crime unit, that is not the focus of what I intend to do in my office. Again, I think I have to look at being smart on crime. And one of those things is can we reallocate our resources to make the best use of the money and the personnel that we have in the office currently?
All right. That was Joe Gonzalez, the Democrat running for district attorney, talking about the white-collar crime division of the DA's office. Now let's go to Tilden Schaefer. He's the Republican running for the office. Sir.
So a great question, because this is something I am focused on. It's not the only focus, but as a DA, you're to administer that office. 201 attorneys, almost 500 total employees with support staff. So you have to understand how to allocate your resources. The White Collar Crimes Division has been whittled down to nothing, basically. And I've already had discussions with people in that office about this. And it's something that needs to be paid attention to. Bottom line, these are cases that are complex and take a long time to investigate. They involve a lot of work with the grand jury. They take a long time to mature and to investigate. We need to integrate ourselves back in with law enforcement. These are the agencies with whom we used to cooperate and help them and bring these cases together as they needed to be. These are complex cases, and they need to be addressed. I was a chief prosecutor in that section in the late 90s, and that was my duty. I steerheaded a lot of major investigations in that area. These are cases that take weeks just to get through the file in the first place before you can even understand what the heck is going on with the case. So you have to beef that unit up, and you have to prosecute these cases. I think the public expects that.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Tilden Schaefer, the Republican running for Bexar County District Attorney. We're having a forum this afternoon on The Source with our two candidates running for the DA's office. And the DA represents the state in prosecuting felony criminal cases and works with law enforcement officers in investigating criminal cases. And they present cases to the grand jury. It's basically, you know, he is the voice of law and order in the Bexar County. What do you want them to do? What do you want them to focus on? What are their priorities? Give us a call. You can ask your question. The number is 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. Back after this. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. With us in the studios today, we have Joe Gonzalez, the Democratic candidate for Bexar County District Attorney, and Tilden Schaefer, the Republican candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. Nicola Hood, the current DA, lost in the primary, so he's not going to be on the ballot in November. So we're picking a new office holder, and that's up to you. What do you want to see from District Attorney in Bexar County? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. And let's go back to the questions from the callers. And we have Seth on the line. And this goes first to Tilden Schaefer. And Seth, sir, the radio station is yours.
Thank you very much to both of you. Will you please consider to make number one as your priority to make sure that children are not sexually assaulted? I really think if we can make that the focus on the total across the board, our society will be a much better place for all of our children. Thank you very much.
Seth, thank you for that question. And Tilden Schaefer, sir, how would your office be dealing with child abuse issues?
So, Seth, thank you for that question. This has been a major campaign plank of mine from day one, and it has to do with domestic violence and sexual abuse of children and women. And this is something that is plaguing this city and this community. I take it deadly seriously. I have a plan for this. That's why I've been spending the summer and spending this time meeting with the stakeholders in this area. I've gone to the battered women's and children's shelter and spoken with Marta Pelias. I've gone to the children's children's center with Annette Rodriguez. And I've gone to ChildSafe and spoken to Kimberly Abernathy. And the point is this. I've been out of that office for 18 years, so I don't have all those answers that they do, but what I have pledged to these individuals is that we will take this deadly serious, because we have to. Children are our future. We're going to bring back a true family violence unit. We're going to have an administrative level supervisor in that unit. We're going to give them the training and the support that they desperately need and must have, and there's going to be a change in philosophy. I think that And we're going to be paying attention to these smaller cases, the misdemeanor assaults, because we don't want them to blossom into something worse. So we're going to be very serious about this.
All right, Tilden Schaefer, Republican running for DA. Let's go to Joe Gonzalez, the Democrat in the race.
Seth, thank you very much for that question. That's exactly why I am making violent crime a priority of mine instead of other areas like white-collar crime, because there is a need to allocate resources and focus our attention on especially sexual assault of children. In the last 30 years, I have been constantly involved with these sorts of cases. One of the reasons I decided to enter this race is because I saw a deficiency in how these cases were prepared and how they were tried. And it really comes down to having a team of chief prosecutors and veteran prosecutors that can teach the younger ones how to prepare for trial and try these types of cases. And so that's definitely what I'm going to focus on. And unless I'm incorrect, I believe I'm the only candidate that has prior experience actually handling a sexual assault unit. I was assigned as a special victims or sex crimes prosecutor when I was a prosecutor in Bexar County, and I did some of that work in Harris County as well. And so I know intimately what it takes to prepare and try these kinds of cases, and that certainly is going to be a focus of mine, because I do believe that there are certain segments of society that we need to protect. Children and the elderly are two of those segments, and I'm going to do everything in my power to continue to protect kids.
All right, we've got a question from Facebook. We are on Facebook Live this afternoon, and you can shoot questions to us from there. Jay asked, how do the candidates plan to work with ICE to better address the huge immigration debacle. So there are issues regarding whether or not Bexar County will be a sanctuary county or San Antonio sanctuary city. Joe Gonzalez, where are you on that?
Okay. Well, let me tell you that this is obviously a very, very controversial topic. And I'll tell you that people have different opinions about what is and what isn't a sanctuary city. And I'll tell you that what my definition of sanctuary city, it is a philosophy that allows for an environment where immigrants can live without fear of being deported if they come out of the shadows to report a crime or otherwise need attention from first responders. And the problem is, well, first of all, we now know that SB 4 is law. As of last month, law enforcement is obligated to detain individuals if they're immigrants. Our office wouldn't have anything to do with that, but my concern is the chilling effect that that's going to have, because what's going to happen is when an immigrant is a victim of crime, especially sexual assault, he or she is not going to come forward and report the crime for fear of being deported. If there's a witness to a crime like murder or sexual assault and that person is an immigrant, they're going to refuse to step forward for fear of being deported. And so that's the unintended consequence of SB4 and the trend that we're seeing in immigration law. And I wish it were different. I'm not going to have anything to say directly about that, but I do intend to do what Margaret Moore is doing in Travis County, which is asking victims and witnesses to carry something with them to say, you know, we need to keep these people here so that they can help in the prosecution of crime. And so that's the concern I have with what we're seeing with regard to how the country is dealing with our immigrant population.
Now, Tilden Schaefer, the Republican running for District Attorney Bexar County, where are you with working with ICE and the sanctuary cities question?
I'm going to follow the law. That's what I will be taking an oath to do if elected on January 1st. And SB4 is the law of land. It's been the law for over a year of the land. And there's no equivocation on that. But as far as enforcement of immigration laws, that's not the duty of the state prosecutor. That's the duty of the federal attorneys in the U.S. Attorney's Office. That's the duty of federal officials. All that SB4 is asking local authorities to do is when somebody is in custody and it is discovered that they are not here legally, they inform ICE, period. I do want to address what Joe was saying, which is something that really hits home to me, because the opponents of SB4 and the proponents of sanctuary cities, which Joe has publicly said he supports, they want to characterize this as an issue that's going to disenfranchise others in the community. Like he just said, that victims will be reticent to come in. They won't want to come in and testify. They won't want to call the police when there's a problem, there's a crime. And the problem is this. We've always had this. When I was a young prosecutor, when I was in that office, we had these conversations all the time with these folks. And I had half of those in Spanish. I do speak Spanish, and I spoke with, and I told them, we are not interested in deporting you. And immigration or La Migra was not there in the courtroom. They were not there in the conference room when we talked to these witnesses. The police in our local jurisdiction are not interested and don't have the time or the resources to enforce immigration laws. This is a made-up problem.
All right. Let's go. I just want to remind you that we have this rule. If you try to go personally attack or characterize the other opponent, we will hit pause and give the other opponent a chance to respond. But I think we've covered this issue pretty fairly, and we were able to do that. But just want to know, moving forward, we're going to be paying close attention to that. Let's go back to the phones with Albert. And Albert, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Your question is going first to Tilden Schaefer.
Thank you. My question is, do you guys believe that the DA's office has lost credibility with the public because of its recent past actions? And how do you specifically plan on restoring that confidence?
All right. Albert, thank you for the question. And Tilden Schaefer, Republican candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. Sir, you go right ahead.
Well, Albert, these are the first words that I spoke when we started this session this afternoon. And that is, the people want and expect a DA they can trust. They want somebody who's experienced and who's ready for this, who got into this race for the right reasons. Short and simple. This is a very powerful position, and so you need someone who is well settled, who understands what the job entails and what we need to do in that office. There is some loss of institutional trust here. My job is to bridge that gap and bring it back. And the bottom line is they want a DA who's going to just do the job of being a DA. That is enforcing the law. And that means putting some people in jail and in prison. And that's what the job is. It also means that we're going to seek justice. And sometimes that means we don't seek a prison sentence or we don't seek a jail sentence. We're going to treat every case as it should be, properly. It's going to be thoroughly investigated. We're not going to play favorites. We're going to enforce the law. I think that's what people want to see. They want to see a DA who's just going to do the job.
All right. And now Joe Gonzalez, a Democrat in the race for DA.
Albert, I agree with you. I believe that the public has perceived that the district attorney's office, especially the front office, has lost credibility. If anybody has been paying attention to what has occurred in the last 12 months or so, one of the reasons that I got into this office is because of being threatened, of a threat that was leveled against me for doing my job. You ought not to live in an environment where you feel like you can't do your job without fear of retaliation or threat. That's not how an elected should comport himself. Other issues have to do with allegations of him or that individual fighting with the public or even fighting with the media. So I think we have to do what we can to restore the public confidence that the elected district attorney as the top prosecutor is going to engender confidence in the general public, that they feel like this is a man that's going to be focused on fighting crime, not go off on his own issues that have nothing to do with fighting crime. And that's one of the reasons I made the decision. And it wasn't an easy one to make. I had to make it with my family. And I've decided this is something I had to do. So I definitely intend to bring confidence back into the DA's office and restore integrity where it needs to be.
All right, a question for Joe Gonzalez. This is from me. And there's been talk about trying to have a more robust public defender's office in Bexar County, one where it's not just assigned lawyers who are, you know, in favor with certain judges, that more of a public defender's office that has public defenders on who are on salary, who are able to take many of these cases. And it would cost the county a lot of money to make this happen, but they said this would actually get better results in protecting people who are indigent when they get involved in the law. So I want to find out, Joe Gonzalez, Democrat, where are you on reform for the public defender's office in Bexar County?
I am very much in favor of having a system that makes both sides of the courtroom even. One of the things I saw as a former prosecutor was sometimes we were better equipped. We certainly had the resources to prepare for trial better than a court-appointed lawyer, for example, who was limited by the amount of money that person was going to receive for an investigator. Sometimes they received a flat fee. So it de-incentivized the need to go to trial because that court-appointed lawyer would say, well, I'm going to make $100 whether I fight this case or not. So that's not fair. That's not fair to the accused. I am in favor of reforming that system so that you have competent people representing indigent defendants. I have been invited to certain forums where we've talked about that. Obviously, the DA's office wouldn't have anything directly to do with funding for the public defender's office, but I've already said that I'm in favor of whatever's going to make the fight fair, and so I'm in favor of that. Now, there are things that we can do as the prosecutors. If, for example, we know that we're going to offer pretrial diversion or some sort of program, let's see what we can do to agree to PR bonds, for example. And that's really the problem is, are there people that are languishing in jail? Absolutely. If a person says, I'm not guilty of anything, I want a trial, those people do languish in jail if they don't have the ability to bond out. And not all judges will agree to grant PR bonds. And so that's why I'm in favor of reforming that system.
All right. And now Tilden Schaefer, the Republican candidate for district attorney.
Well, the heart of this problem is money, Dave. That's what it is. I don't think that the public's ready to increase their tax bill, but I do think that there is something that needs to be done. And so let's talk about some concrete details. What can be done? Well, I think we could have better oversight. We could create a panel to have real oversight of these public defenders, not the court-appointed attorneys that are out there. Perhaps there could be some funding that, you know, that we could put into that public defender's office, which is a small office right now. And those are the kind of things that we need to do. But it's difficult for me to say we should just expand the public defender's office wholesale, because I don't think you're going to get the public to vote that in. I just really don't. But this is something that should be treated very seriously. And I think we start with oversight. I think we talk to our judges, and it gets back to the character and the demeanor and the DA setting the tone from the top, which is something I've said for a very long time. We don't take advantage of the underrepresented. We just don't. So that's I believe in the adversarial system. It's critical, but this is it's a complex problem, much like mentally ill individuals in jail. It sadly comes down to money.
We've got an email question from Deanna. What is your respective positions on animal cruelty and animal abuse cases? So, Chilton Schaefer, that goes to you first, sir.
Well, this is another area where we are learning more and more about the need to really concentrate on these kind of cases. The legislature recently passed laws that made some of these cases felonies. Before, this was these were all misdemeanor level offenses. So even the legislature and the general public have come to wake up on this issue. There are indications psychologically that people that tend to torture animals will move on to much, much worse things. Capital murders, horrific crimes, not to belittle the violence against animals, but it's something that needs to be paid attention to, and that office should have proper training in recognizing these things so we can treat that case appropriately.
And Joe Gonzalez, Democrat for DA.
You know, I earlier said that there are segments of societies that the district attorney's office should protect, children and the elderly. Obviously, I was talking about the two-legged variety. But I think another segment of our society is our four-legged friends. I'm a pet owner myself, and we have pets at home that we would be heartbroken if we came home and found that one of them had been abused or killed. And so, sure, that is something that we're going to handle appropriately. We're going to make sure that if someone engages in animal cruelty, that they're going to be punished for that. And so, again, we're going to be fair, but we're going to deal with each case on a case-by-case basis and seek the punishment that we believe is appropriate.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We have with us in the studios today the two candidates running for Bexar County District Attorney, Democrat Joe Gonzalez and Republican Tilden Schaefer. If you want to call in right now, we can try to get your question in, 210-614-8980. We're also live on Facebook, and we're taking questions from Facebook. So a question for Joe Gonzalez. Let me ask you, what is your position on the use of the death penalty? What circumstances, can you try to be specific, what constitutes an appropriate use of the death penalty, if at all?
Well, I've said before, when I had the opportunity here to clarify my position, that the death penalty is going to be a case of last resort. It's going to be a tool that I'm going to have on my tool belt. But I think that today, by and large, most cases can be handled with what we have is life without parole. And so if the focus behind capital punishment and behind the death penalty is protecting society, then I think by and large most of those cases will be handled with a punishment that encompasses having the offender die in prison. It is, you know, obviously everybody can think of cases where someone commits an atrocity so great that they forfeit their life. 9/11 comes to mind. Mass shootings like Las Vegas come to mind. Those are the kinds of things that obviously are extreme when we're talking about you have such a high death toll. But again, what I said in the past is we have to look at these cases on an individual basis, and we have to believe that that person is a continuing threat to society. And that's why I've continued to say that my position is, while it's something that I reserve the right to use, for me, the death penalty is a case of last resort. And I want to say this, that the voters of Bexar County, or at least the ones that have ended up in the juries for the last 10 years or so, echo the same sentiment. In the last 11 years, the state has only sought here in Bexar County to obtain a death penalty verdict in 7 of those cases. Juries have only granted death in 2 of the 7. So that tells me even Bexar County juries are having a tough time returning death. And I think that's because you have to look and see whether or not it's fair.
Okay, just real quickly, though, real quickly, because last time you were here, you said that you were not going to use the death penalty. And we had the primary debate.
Well, no, what happened last time was it was brought up that I was in a rapid fire type of setting, and I clarified here that my position was that I said, the question was, are you committed to ending the racially based use of the death penalty? And so it was a yes or no. So here I was able to clarify my position and say okay. That when it's racially based, of course I was against it. But again, I want to leave that option open.
Okay, so that's a clarification. Now yes, let's go to Tilden Schaefer. He is the Republican candidate. Where are you on the death penalty?
It's a tool that the DA must use in the appropriate case, period. This is something that I'm very familiar with because I tried to these cases as a prosecutor, and we did obtain death in both of those cases. It's important to understand that you really don't know in the bottom of your heart how you feel on that until you've gone through that process, gone through that crucible, because I like to use the story of the person going through basic training in the Army, okay? Can be the highest proficiency, have the most bravado, the bravest guy out there, and then you get out in the battlefield, and then he can't shoot. And so unless you have someone who's actually gone through this process, it's quite frankly difficult for that person to truly say, I can do the right thing, and I can do this, and I can implement and seek this penalty in the right case. I think that is something that is necessary for this job. It's not going to be sought every time, obviously. It hadn't been done historically. And yes, the special issues for the death penalty have changed, and that's a recognition that the jury should know that if you're not going to answer the question in such a manner that would give the death penalty, then that person will spend the rest of their life in prison. But the point is that it's on the books, and I do think that it is necessary in certain cases. And to answer the question finally, it's necessary when you see pure evil, and that exists, unfortunately.
So, Dave, do I get a chance to respond to that since he attacked my qualifications by saying
I didn't hear him attack you, but we're going to do closing statements right now, okay. So you can use that time to clarify anything you think needs to be clarified.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead, and we're going to do closing statements, and Tilden Schaefer goes first, and Joe Gonzalez gets first crack at it, and you have 1 minute.
Actually, Joe goes first because I started.
Right, but we're going to keep first, and so...
Well, the ground rules were if I picked first on the opening, he would.
So here we have. I wish we had a judge in here to figure this out.
I'm okay with either way, Dave.
Okay, so Joe Gonzalez, you go ahead and go first, sir.
Well, first, real quickly about the death penalty. I have been involved in 2 death penalty cases as a defense attorney. But more important, the elected DA is not the one that prosecutes a death penalty case. Those cases take weeks and months to prepare. What's important is the elected DA knows how to pick those individuals that have experience handling death penalty. But again, the most important thing that I want to convey to the listeners today is that I come to this office with experience as a prosecutor and a defense lawyer, and I have a vision for bringing to the office criminal justice reform. I want to focus on family violence. I want to focus on fighting violent crime, but I do want to bring restorative justice to the office. I want to thank you again, Dave, and thank the listeners for allowing me to visit with you today.
All right, and that was Joe Gonzalez, a Democrat for district attorney. And now for final comments, the wrap-up is Tilden Schaefer, the Republican running for the office.
Dave, I would echo your comment during the middle of this broadcast, and that is the district attorney is the voice of law and order in this community. And that's what's critical in this situation. You need someone who's been there and done that. So getting back to this death penalty issue, The point is I'm the only one who's actually prosecuted these cases. People want, they are seeking trust in this office. They are seeking someone who will simply do the job, who will not play favorites, who will not pander to whatever audience they're in front of. The point is this. They want somebody who's going to get down to do the business of being a DA. We have to protect our women and children better. We have to protect our elderly. We have to get into the 21st century on cybercrime. We're back in the 20th century on that. We've got to focus on all these areas. I don't have the luxury of just picking one area. You've got to look at all these areas. The voters want trust, and I will give them that.
All right, and that was Tilden Schaefer, the Republican candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. We also heard from Joe Gonzalez, the Democratic candidate for Bexar County District Attorney. The first day for early voting is October 22nd. Election day is November the 6th. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.